23. The Making of an Anthropology Myth. Anthropologist Margaret Mead, 1901 to 1978, said people in the United States could learn from Samoans about raising children. What she had to say in her popular book, Coming of Age in Samoa, 1928, shocked people of her time. Mead, a young anthropologist in 1925 to 1926, studied the Samoan people. In Samoa, she said, life is free and easy. Samoa, she said, has no violence, no guilt, no anger. Samoan teens do not feel the pressures teens in the United States feel. In Samoa, she wrote, families are large and taboos are few. Disagreements are easily settled. Years after Mead's book was published, Australian researcher Derek Freeman disagreed. In 1983, he published Margaret Mead and Samoa, The Making and Unmaking of an Anthropological Myth. His own work in Samoa got very different results. He says Mead ignored facts to prove a theory. That theory proposes that culture, not biology, has the greatest influence on growing up. Freeman also says Mead did not correctly interpret her data. He says she did not understand how the Samoans really felt toward relationships. He claims that two girls she talked to told her stories. He says Mead was duped into believing these untrue stories. Also, Mead told of a Samoan life of leisure, living on the beach, without stress. Freeman said this was a fantasy. He researched Samoan crime statistics and history. The 1920s in Samoa, he says, were a time of violence. In spite of these doubts about her first work, Mead left behind a lifetime of important contributions to the understanding of human history.